Dr. Tom Grucha is from the University of Iowa Tippey College of Business. And if you were listening to the conversation I just had with Dr. Mueller, you might remember a reference to the physician assistant study. Well, Dr. Grucha and his team looked at the role of PAs in Iowa and found the education system had better get busy training more people in this vital role. That conversation is coming up next. Insight on Business, the NewsHour, is made possible through the support of Taro International. The number one thing businesses desire are employees that have the skills to communicate, listen, and lead. And that's what Taro International teaches. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro. Learn more at TERO.com.
Insight on Business, the NewsHour, with Michael Libby, is made possible through the support of Aurion, Human Resources and More, for businesses and nonprofits. AURION.com. Remax Concepts, real estate professionals with offices in the Des Moines Metro, Nevada, and Cedar Rapids. RealEstateConcepts.net.
Welcome back to the Business NewsHour. It seems like this is University of Iowa Day, doesn't it? We were just talking with Keith Mueller about rural hospitals and rural healthcare delivery prospects. And I, during that conversation, I referenced this study that's been done by the Tippey College of Business relative to physician assistants. And with us on our newsmaker line is Tom Grucha. Dr. Grucha is with the Tippey College of Business at the University of Iowa. And we're going to be talking about PAs and their role in healthcare and what they're doing to answer the call out there. Doctor, thanks so very much for spending some time with the Business NewsHour. Grateful.
Thank you so much for having me.
This is when Tom Snee sends, he's your director of media relations, when he sends out information to the news media saying, okay, these are some stories that are possibilities. The two that really struck me were the economic development issues relative to healthcare in Iowa that we just finished with Dr. Mueller, and also the other piece that was done through the Tippey College of Business relative to physician assistants. Can you tell us a little bit about that study and what the potential answers are?
Sure. We're kind of at a really interesting time for physician assistants here in the state of Iowa. So for many years, we've had two wonderful programs, one here at the university and one at DMU, and they've been training physician assistants for many years, and very recently, two new programs opened up, one at the University of Dubuque and one at St. Ambrose. And so we decided to look at, you know, with all this change going on in the physician assistant, you know, marketplace here in Iowa, we decided to look in great detail at, you know, where are physician assistants practicing now, mm-hmm. Learn something about the demographics, and, you know, look at their roles and how they're practicing here in Iowa.
What did you find out, Doctor?
So it's kind of a good news concerning news type of story.
Sure.
So here's the good news. We've had really good growth over the last 20 years of the overall workforce, and we basically bookmarked our study up until 2015, and at that time, 56% of the PAs in Iowa were practicing in primary care. And that's really important because nationally, that's only about 30%. So we actually have a really good representation of physician assistants practicing in primary care in Iowa. The other thing we found is that 30% of them are practicing in rural areas.
Mm-hmm.
And that's important because we have a lot of need for primary care practitioners in rural parts of the state. So nationally, it's only 15%. So that's, you know, that's good news too, right? Because we have PAs in primary care and we have them in places that that they're needed in rural areas. And our third finding, which we have no national comparison figures, but it's fairly amazing. We looked at very specifically at where primary care PAs are practicing with respect to something called health professional shortage areas for primary care. So the U.S. government looks at basically the entire state of Iowa, and they look at by the county level and even at sub-county level, and they look at how many primary care doctors there are in a given area and how many patients there are. And then they designated different areas as shortage areas where there are too few primary care physicians to serve the people here in the state of Iowa. And so it probably isn't a surprise to your listeners that a lot of counties are considered shortage areas. In fact, 61 counties in Iowa out of the 99 are either entirely considered in shortage or partially in shortage. And even within counties that don't have a shortage overall, there are certain pockets where you have a work site, let's say, a rural health clinic, which might be in a otherwise urban area, or I'll take Johnson County, for example. We have a work site here, which is considered a shortage area because we have the Iowa Medical Classification Center. And other, you have other prison populations throughout the state. They might be in urban areas, but that population can't travel to see physicians necessarily.
Yeah.
So those are considered shortage areas as well. And the amazing figure we found is that 44% of the primary care PAs in Iowa practice in one of these shortage areas. So they are absolutely meeting the call of, being in the place where we don't have enough primary care physicians. And that is the really good news that, we don't want to lose sight of. Now, the flip side is, okay, we're doing, pretty well now, but what does our future look like?
Mm-hmm.
And so we kind of looked at, what did the distribution of ages look like, 20 years ago, and what does it look like now? And we saw, 20 years ago, the number of physician assistants, over 50 was, comparatively small. However, it was like 11%. By 2015, it's now 29%.
Mm-hmm.
So the average physician assistant retires at age 64, 65. So that means in the next 15 years, we're going to have to replace 30% of our entire physician assistant workforce.
Mm-hmm.
And that's difficult enough. But at the same time, there's been a big change for specialty care. So specialty practices like urologists and otolaryngologists, cardiologists, and so forth, they are, running out of those kind of doctors as well. And one of their ways to be able to serve all the people who are, getting older and needing more medical care is to expand their practice by including physician assistants. So you can see the problem immediately that we had the demand for primary care and now an increasing demand for PAs in specialty care. So it's great for PA graduates because they're going to have lots of job opportunities, but we want to make sure that we're still serving people in rural and shortage areas, as well as helping expand access to specialty care. So that's where we, see a bit of a concern.
Another double-edged sword, so to speak, yes?
Exactly. Yeah. It's everyone's saying, wow, we're running out of providers. Let's use PAs, and there might not be enough of them to go around. And one of the reasons that the concern is that historically our retention rate from the two programs that have been around the longest, Iowa and DMU, is about 25%.
Mm.
And part of that is, we have a brain drain problem in Iowa. We've always talked about that, where we train people here and they're great, but we train them at a world-class level. So, of course, their opportunities are everywhere. And so this is the concern is how do we make staying in Iowa, working in these more shortage type areas or rural areas more attractive so that we have providers where the people are living in these areas.
On our Newsmaker line is Dr. Tom Grucha, and we're talking about physicians' assistants and what the University of Iowa and several other universities and colleges are doing to try to meet the demand that is clearly ahead of us. Doctor, one of the things that you said, the percentage of PAs tend to be higher in Iowa, in primary care areas, than what it is in other parts of the nation. Might that, and I, for full disclosure, once upon a time, I did work with a hospital in attempting to recruit physicians to a relatively small community. And I can tell you, that's a tough job. trying to get individuals to rural Iowa, because lots of individuals are saying, hey, you know, I really like practicing medicine, but I'm not so sure I want to move to a community of 30,000 or 15,000 or 24,000. So is that...
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, so is...
And that's...
Go ahead.
It is the same problem.
Yeah.
It is the same problem. And we have an additional issue with physician assistants is they have to be supervised by a physician. Mm-hmm. So they have to meet with them on a regular basis. Each physician can supervise up to five PAs within their practice. They don't have to be co-located, although a lot of them are. So that's going to be a continuing challenge. So when we look at, you know, what the solutions are, a lot of the things that people talk about are, you know, the only solution for a small town is, you know, is a physician. But it may be there for a lot of small towns that the solution will be a physician assistant,
right,
or an advanced practice nurse as their primary care provider.
One of the topics of conversation that continues to surface all across not just Iowa but the United States is mental health care. And there was a recent piece not too very long ago talking about psychiatrists in Iowa and how difficult it is to staff psychiatrists in Iowa. And I suspect that that's one of the same issues that we're seeing with recruiting primary care physicians to Iowa, to a state that's largely rural.
Yeah, well, it's rural and it's large.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
that's the thing that, you know, if you've driven across it, you realize just how big it is. And it's really not, we don't have enough people. It's just that the density is
that's
so
right.
uneven.
Mm-hmm.
We have no problem with, you know, in cities, but timeliness of care is very important. Because if people have to drive, if it becomes delayed, they'll skip it. They will wait, and things can often don't resolve themselves, and they just get worse.
Yeah.
And so, for that reason, you can't just say, "Well, we have this many providers, and we have this many people. Make a quick division. Oh, it looks like we're fine," because there might not be where the need is.
Yep.
And one of the things that may help in the future is, you know, some expansion of telemedicine. It may help in some fields. It may not help in other fields. But that's something that has to be looked at probably a little more.
Right. We just had that conversation as well with Keith Mueller.
Yep.
How does telemedicine and telepharmacy, how does that assist to the economics of rural Iowa? And, again, it's one of those two-part issues. It can be assistive to keeping services in rural Iowa, but at the same time, sometimes it can take the place of human beings actually doing the work there on staff.
Well, with telepharmacy, though, I actually had a student group work with the Telepharm folks. That's a startup here.
I'm familiar with them.
From the University of Iowa. You still need a person to do the
Correct.
Dispensing, so you still need a pharmacy tech. So there still will be that kind of human there to, you know, answer questions and so forth. But as the technology evolves and gets better and is more secure and has, you know, better facility for interaction, for some, you know, types of care that will work, for others it still will probably have to be face-to-face.
Right.
But the thing is that when you look at how things have evolved here in Iowa and we get to this great place where we are with, you know, PAs, we can't necessarily just say, well, it'll simply take care of itself in the future.
Proactive.
Yeah, have to be proactive.
Yeah.
And, you know, do whatever, you know, do the kinds of things that are necessary to make sure that, you know, people in the rural areas have equal access to health care.
I think these two conversations that we've had today are just absolutely so linked. Our time with Dr. Keith Mueller and our time with Dr. Gruca talking about healthcare delivery systems in Iowa, and particularly in rural Iowa, and how we answer that call with more people in the pipeline. Final question for you, Doctor, if I can. You indicated that a lot of folks leave Iowa. We train them well. We have wonderful universities here. We have excellent educators, and then we train them up, and they skip town on us oftentimes, and that's been an ongoing problem. When you look at the folks that are being retained in Iowa, that stay in Iowa, are they oftentimes native Iowans, or are they coming from outside of the state? They fall in love with our way of life here and stick around.
Well, unfortunately, the data that we have doesn't come from the programs. This comes from an office within the College of Medicine.
Got it.
Where the Office of Statewide Clinical Education Programs. They track through a twice-yearly census of all places that employ physicians, physician assistants, advanced nurse practitioners, dentists, pharmacists, and so forth. So we actually know more about our workforce than any other state. We have literally the best tracking system in the country. Unfortunately, the data we were working with does not have where people came from.
Got it.
Now, the good news is that even though we've been training PAs for a long time, only half of the PAs in Iowa were trained here. So we have been able to attract folks to Iowa. So while we're losing them, we're also attracting them from other states. But those other states are going to have the same attractive opportunities in urban areas that we're going to have here in Iowa. So it's not as simple as saying, well, you know, they're from Iowa, they want to come here, or they're from a neighboring state, they'll want to come here. We want to make sure that we're coming up with strategies and programs and approaches to make sure that we're matching with the opportunities of highest need, not just the greatest opportunities.
Got it. Thank you so very much for spending some time with us. This has been an enlightening conversation, and I think that folks that are listening to this have learned something today. So thank you, Dr. Drucka, for your time.
Thank you very much.
All right, Tom, one little bit of housekeeping. Your email address is what, sir?
Thomas-GRUCA.
Yep.
At uiowa.edu.
All right. Well, we will. I will send you the finished results on this so that you can see what we do. And,
okay, terrific.
I'll also visit. I'll send all this stuff to Tom as well. Tom's
okay,
name.
That'd be great. And, yeah, he has to keep track of all that.
Yeah. He's the guy. Thank you so much, Doctor. Appreciate your time. Good
I
stuff.
I appreciate the time, and thanks very much.
Once again, that was Dr. Tom Grucka from the University of Iowa, Tippie College of Business, talking about the role and need of physician assistants in the healthcare field here in Iowa and beyond. For more about the study, we've got links on our radio blog. For all of us associated with the Business News Hour, thanks so very much for listening. Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing falls to Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease, and the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett from Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful evening. Be safe, be well, be careful, most of all. Be good to your fellow man. Good day.